Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Sometimes a way to increase sales during a launch is sitting right in front of you, but you can't see it because you're too close to everything in the launch, right? We're always too close to our own businesses to see what's in front of us. Usually, it's something easy, and it's my job as a coach and as the deliverer of this podcast to shine light on those things so that you can increase sales without a ton more effort. And today, in this quick tip episode, I want to share highlights of a coaching session I had with one of my accelerator members who was a few days into her launch, and she was looking to maximize the remaining days before cart close. And so I'm going to share with you what that conversation was like and the simple thing that she added to her launch that had a huge impact on revenue. And so, similar to this member of my accelerator program, if you are a course creator or you're an online coach and you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue in your business, from your online business, I should say, and you're looking for coaching that meets you where you're at, that isn't just another some smoke and mirrors promise that we see so much out there, unfortunately, a program that gives you a personalized plan that includes optimizing your sales and marketing, your systems and processes, and your mindset so that you can take your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures if you want, multiple seven figures without having to do more. You're going to get coaching from me, my team, and a community of amazing online course creators and coaches that will help you every step of the way. This, my friend, is my accelerator coaching program, and we're accepting applications right now. So if you'd like to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, let's cue the music and dive into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast here for another quick tip episode. This is episode number 507 here on the show. And as we dive into this quick tip episode, I'm going to assume that you've done launches before in your business. I'm also going to assume that you've experienced that lull in sales that often comes midway through your launch, like most people have experienced it. And it can be super anxiety provoking. It's like, oh no, this launch is not turning out the way that I want it to. I had a big, influx of sales on day one, or when I did that webinar, or when I did that whatever. And now sales have kind of trickled down. It's kind of quiet right now. And cart doesn't close for another 5 days or 6 days or whatever it might be, right? If you've not experienced that lull, That's awesome. You go on with your bad self, my friend, and double down on what's working for you. Okay. And so as I mentioned earlier at the top of the show here, I was having a conversation with one of my accelerator members, and she was a few days into her launch. And she was asking me for some suggestions of what else she could do to bring in more sales before her cart closed. And again, so she was a few days into it, and she still had like 4 days left in the launch. And she was selling a $20 a month membership, by the way. And I will add to that, this is outside the scope of this conversation, but the average length that people stay in her membership is 12 months. That is minimum. That's amazing. I love it. And so I asked her what's worked well for her so far in her launch. And before I could even get that sentence out, she immediately said Facebook Lives. Every time that she did a Facebook Live, people showed up and they bought. They showed up and bought every time she does a Facebook Live. And so I asked her, well, how many more Facebook Lives have you scheduled or were scheduled before her cart closed? And she said, well, I have one scheduled. And remember, there were about 4 days left in her launch. And so I simply pointed out to her, why not do more lives? If when you do a live, people show up and they buy, let's do some more lives. At least one more Facebook Live per day until her enrollment closed. And she was doing a Facebook Live in her Facebook group. And you can do it if you have a Facebook group, if you have a pop-up Facebook group for your launch, or even on your Facebook page. And people engage with your lives, like you know, happens with this person I'm talking about. Do more of that. You know, the lives didn't have to be long. She could literally be on the live for 15 minutes. Because when we think about it, we're like, oh man, I don't want to show up for, you know, an hour Facebook Live every single day in order to make such and such happen. Number one, it doesn't have to be an hour. Even if it was, right, it's only for a few days before your cart closes. And so that's what I told her. I said, look, these Facebook Lives don't need to be long. They could literally be for 10 to 15 minutes. But if people are coming on and buying, stay on for as long as you need to and as long as you want to. And do at least one per day. And so she added in, I think, 3 or 4 more Facebook Lives. And after the launch, she told me that she did exactly what we talked about. And she ended up making multiple sales every single time that she went live. You see, it doesn't always have to be some fancy hack or strategy. And oftentimes, what you can do that can be super effective in making more sales is right in front of you. But you miss it, like most of us do, right? We're so close to our stuff that we miss what's right in front of us. That's why an outside set of eyes on your business or listening to this podcast, for example, can give you those ideas that have super high leverage for you, right? Meaning, what is something that you can do that doesn't take a ton of effort on your part that you can see big effects from or big results from? And so look at what's working for you and see how you can incorporate more of it. For my accelerator member, it was simple Facebook Lives. For you, it might be, I don't know, Instagram Lives. It might be opening up 15-minute time slots on your calendar and inviting people to book a call with you or somebody on your team. People love being able to, by the way, actually speak with somebody, whether it's on a live or a phone call, for example, or maybe it's a Zoom call. They want to know there's a place that they can go to ask their questions, get their questions answered, to feel heard, and to feel valued. Unfortunately, this is super rare in the online space today, that's a whole other topic for another episode I'm going to be doing. Okay. And so here's your action item from today's quick tip. Look at your sales process right now. What's working really well? What is something that you do that when you do it, people buy, right? I had an accelerator tell me recently, for example, that the more they emailed, the more sales they made. right? And so what is that simple activity for you that gives you a ton of leverage to make more sales? You might have multiple ones. Well, pick one thing and go test it, whether it's right now or if you've got a launch coming up or what have you. And the next time you launch, I want you to do it, to test it. Okay, because it's all about testing, as you know, right? Try it out, see what happens, and stay present to what's happening within the launch or within your funnel or within your call or whatever it is that you've got going on for your sales process. Stay present to it. We get caught up in the catastrophizing of this could happen or that could happen because things aren't going the way that you want them to. We often miss out on these obvious things that are right in front of us that, again, can have massive impact for you, okay? So pick that one thing and go test it. Again, whether it's now or if you do launches the next time that you launch. And let me know how it goes, okay? I'd love to hear how whatever it is that you do worked for you, okay? So shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Okay. And if you haven't already, my friend, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you listen to it. And a quick rating and review for the show over on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. And that also allows us to reach more people and help them become the optimized CEO of their business, because that's what this is all about, right? We are building a business around our life, not our life around our business. As always, thank you so much for tuning in today and coming to hang out with me today. I super appreciate you. Be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you very soon in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.